See ya.
What a fun meeting so far. Thank you everyone for having me. Thank you to all the people that greeted me. Awesome. Welcome to all the newcomers. You never have to drink again. You never have to huff again, shoot again, to pop a pill again, smoke again, snort again, whatever. You never have to do any of that again. My sobriety date is 10/25/2014, which means that I have just over 9 years clean and sober. Shortly after that, I also quit smoking and I never vaped. What? That's real and true as part of my story. And you know, I met my sponsor on 10/28/2014. I say that because she's been my sponsor the whole time and I'm pretty fucking proud of that. Hadn't done much consistently ever, and yeah, I've had the same phone number too. What? Yeah, so I know I only have 10 minutes, so you know, just really quick, first meeting at age 14, my last meeting was 16 years later, nine plus years ago. And I'd been in out, I had high bottoms, you know, low bottoms, you know, being 14 years old at my first meeting, there was a lot of yet to happen. What I can tell you in some reflection is the one thing that I believe that I wasn't doing in all those many months and many sobrieties prior was I did not see God. I did not see God. I thought it was optional. I did. I remember that I wanted to do the things in AA that were cute, right? Because it was cute being the newcomer. Everyone, oh yay, newcomer, woo. And I mean that, like, yay for you, brother. The smile on your face when you took your 30-day chip. I leaned over to her and I was like, look at that man's smile. Yeah, congratulations. I wanted to do the cute things in AA, but I didn't want to do the hard stuff in AA. And I remember when my different sponsors had told me, oh, one day you're going to sponsor and you actually have to read this book. I was like, what? No, I don't. Me? No. You know, I came in the back door, all those things. And this sobriety, I was given, you know, the serious gift of desperation. And, you know, and the reason I'm saying this is because my story this time is I was homeless talking to myself on the street. I had seemingly nothing. I had two dogs. I had two dogs. I had a black bag that I carried over my left shoulder with my dogs like this, and I kept one hand free in case I had to fight because I got sober in the same neighborhood that I used in, and who knows? I had been pulled upon and many bad things had happened, so I stayed ready. And you know, that's my truth. But this time with homeless nothing and these two dogs, when I got sober at 14, that wasn't my truth. When I got sober at 15, that wasn't my truth. 16, 17, 18, 19, I had, you know, an apartment, two houses at one point when I tried to grab hold of this thing. I had been to treatment, all those things, but this time I had seemingly nothing. But I'll tell you what I did have. I had an answered prayer. And I'll tell you why. I had prayed over my son for so many nights, mornings after being up all night. Please, dear God, just free me. Please, dear God, just free me. And I had this memory the other day that I prayed over my son and I would go into the restroom. I know it's an AA meeting, but I did, you know, slam drugs. I'd go into the restroom and I would just like have this, like, just try to find a vein. And it was awful. And I grabbed the bottle and that was my story for so many years. And when I came to AA this time, I had an answered prayer because I was free. I was free. I wasn't high and I wasn't drinking at that moment. And I poured everything that I could into Alcoholics Anonymous. And for the first time, when I took the first step and admitted that I was powerless over drugs and alcohol, I meant that shit. And I think I had meant it before. I just think the difference is that I cared enough about myself and I cared enough about my fellows. And I remember when I read the promises for the first time, you know, probably dirty and stinky because I hadn't showered and somebody had, I read it. And I remember I wept and I cried because even seemingly with nothing, I read the promises and I believed they were true. And I remember a piece of my heart opened up. And I sought what the fellows in AA had been talking about. And I sought the richness of the steps. And I sought the willingness. And I followed my sponsor's suggestions. Eventually, still. And I did that. And I believe I was spared many more years of devastation. And I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful. And I'm so grateful. And I'll tell you what, the simple things that may be just words to some, others may know what I mean. I'm so grateful for a meal. I'm so grateful that I don't have to drink or use no matter what today. And I mean that shit. The same sun that I hadn't seen when I came into the rooms, I legally couldn't even see, lost custody of him, totaled my car a couple times with him in the car. He's home right now with a hangover. And I say that out loud because when he called me this morning and was like, "Mom, I feel so bad. I feel awful." I was like, "Oh, did you drink too much?" He goes, "Yes." And I knew today was back-to-back service, meeting service, meeting service all day today. And there was a part of me that wanted to rush home and spare him this consequence and make it cushy and comfy. I didn't do any of that. I came to a meeting, sharing with you guys. And when I go home with the same big book that I've had since day one that they gave me in treatment 9+ years ago, I'm going to go in, big book in hand, and I'll tell my story. You know, man, I remember the first time when I blah, blah, blah. Who knows what God's going to put in my mouth to say to him in that moment. And whether he's one of us or not, I believe that not only does he have his own path and his own messengers, but I believe that I will be equipped to handle whatever that is. And having walked through some shit in AA, I believe that I can get through anything. I believe that I'm super sober. I believe that I have a program that's rooted in faith in God. And if I'm scared, there's a solution for that. What I don't know, there's a solution for that. And I believe with my whole heart that AA works if you work it. And I'm going to tell you a secret. There's a chapter called Chapter 5. If you don't know how it works, there's actually a chapter. And if you read it, I think it kind of gets desensitized because we read it so much in meetings, but there's actually a chapter on that. And if you don't know the path, follow the steps on the path and you will find it. You know, life is good. It's not always great, but life is always good. You know, I shared in another meeting today that, you know, early on in recovery was just trying to be okay. Now I'm always okay. Now it's just trying to be great all the time. You know, just bought a new car. You know, it's the Lincoln out there, guys. It's shiny. It's pearl white inside and out. And in the beginning, it was like, oh, I'm just going to get my kid back. I'm just da-da-da-da-da. For years, I was like, one day, I'm going to let. I have that car, dude. I thought it was going to be another car. It's this car. I got that car. I didn't want to get out. And yeah, I got that car. You know, I am living a life beyond my wildest dreams. I dream today. You know, I have dreams. You know, I own my own business. You know, those are just some of the things on the outside. I work for a wonderful company that I'm honored to get up and work for every day. I have a team of people that trust me. I have a boss that trusts me. I have keys to many people's houses and a new car. I'm pretty proud of that. I worked my ass off for like 9 years of shit together. You know, and I used to say this, you know, I went from elite to street, and now I went from street to elite, you know. I've been around the block, I've been to a lot of neighborhoods and a lot of places a young lady should not go. But it made me who I am today. And you know, I love my life. I love AA with all my heart, and I mean that shit. It's more important to me than anything in my life. And with that, I'm thankful. Thank you for letting me share.